residents in a Milltown housing estate are having severe problems when it comes to Irish water over the last number of weeks. Ballyutrick Heights and the Killarney Road in Milltown, water's been turned off at night for the last week or so, and more problems again this morning, and a lack of clear answers from Irish Water on this. With me on the line is Tommy Griffin, Fine Gael councillor for the area. Tommy, this is Ishke Aaron, and underline first of all, before we talk about their response, what exactly has been happening here? Nighttime reduction in water over the last while, is it?
Yeah. Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, Gerry, there's been, we'll say, nighttime restrictions, on the, we'll say, I suppose to bring it into context, Milltown is served by two different water supplies. So the Ballyutra Heights estate is on the Killarney Road, and it's served from Barley Mount, Reservoir. I suppose that's where the problem is very problematic there at the end of the, we'll say, the line when it comes to water. And I suppose they've been just going through a nightmare over the last, this problem is just that this week it has, or the last week it has really come to the surface, but the problem is been ongoing for some time. But I suppose they had after, we'll say, wait 2 to 3 days of fine weather, and next thing then the reservoir levels were so low that they had to restrict the water at night. So, look, that brought its own problems in for householders, we'll say, because you get airlocks, and some people had to get plumbers in, and it brings the cost. But I suppose what happened then was on yesterday, the water never came back on yesterday morning, and it was later discovered that there was a leak somewhere. And the problem with the leak was that there wasn't enough water in the reservoir to identify it on the ground. Do you know what I mean? It basically, there wasn't enough water going through the pipe to show where the leak was. So I have to commend the crews. They worked until 3 a.m. this morning, and they eventually got the problem fixed. And the water came back this morning. But look, unfortunately, Gerry, this is only a bandage over a serious problem with capacity serving Milltown, and serving the Killarney Road in particular in Milltown.
It's been going on for years, really. There was works that was done a couple of years ago in relation to that, but that obviously didn't solve all of the problems there. I'm reading a statement from Ishke Aaron from June 23rd, 2023, about nighttime water restrictions in place in the Barley Mountain, Carrow Lake areas because of problems there. So this has been an ongoing, persistent problem over years.
Absolutely. And look, there's no solution in sight. I have been in contact with the Irish Water Lead in Kerry, and there needs to be a solution found. And I suppose the biggest worry for residents in Milltown is that the continued development in the town and the expansion of the town. So there's, just to give you an example there, Gerry, there's another 45 houses to be connected to that that water pipe in the next 2 to 3 months. So that's going to put more pressure on the system, and it just doesn't have the capacity. And any bit of a weather event, we'll say any bit of fine weather, you're looking at water restrictions. And what happens is when you turn off the water, you end up with a situation where it exposes weaknesses in the pipe and when it's turned back on. And unfortunately for the residents of Ballyutra, you have about 70 houses up there. A lot of them are new, younger families that they're facing they're at the end of the line, so they get the worst of the outages, and it takes the longest to come back. I suppose in relation to the situation there is that the estate also is high, it's high ground, so it takes longer to go back, for the water to get back to them.
And Tommy, do we know what's happening? Is the water out there this morning while Irish Water try and fix the leak?
Yeah. Would you believe they actually got the leak? They got it repaired last night. Like you say, the crews and the Ishgairn crews, and I have to commend them. They worked until 3 a.m. this morning to get the water back. So they're working very hard. But the problem is bigger, as they said. They're it's only firefighting really when it comes to trying to fix the problem. And look, I suppose we recently went through the variation of the local area plan for the Corker Green. green area, and there has been, we'll say, more land zoned for more housing. And I suppose it's the systematic problem in all our small villages and towns that the infrastructure is not there. And in particular, Milltown has expanded so much. There's been such an increase in the population, but the infrastructure hasn't kept up with it. And I suppose I'm pleading with Irish Water now, and I continue to highlight it. I'll highlight it through Kerry County Council too, that there needs to be an urgent increase in capacity to address this situation, because we can't have a situation when more houses come on, it'll put more pressure on the infrastructure that's there.
That's a wider problem nationally in relation. Now, last week we had been highlighted as well in the wider Mid-Kerry region, Tommy. There was problems in Laharne and Killorglin. Water was turned off last Tuesday. Over the previous month, water had been off about five times, sometimes for days at a time. On the 27th, water was turned off in Sunhill and Killorglin with no notice. No water all day Tuesday before they got them back. So that was due to maintenance work. But is it a particular problem area? I know there have been new pipes laid. There have been works done in Mid-Kerry. So there have been improvements on some level. But there is ongoing need for investment and, as you said, infrastructure in the region.
Yeah, huge. There's huge investment needed in the water infrastructure, and I suppose we need too a bit of joined up thinking between Kerry County Council and Ishgair, and that doesn't seem to be there at the moment, because when you're planning the expansion and development of lands, you know, you have to ensure that there's plans in place to improve the water infrastructure too. And I suppose just to bring it into context, just on the Ballyuchra Heights, you know, the experience that they've had nine outages since February, you know, so nine outages, that's difficult. It's very, very difficult to be coming home to having no water. And another problem, Jerry, I see, and you probably notice it yourself inside in Radio Kerry, is that before Radio Kerry used to get notifications of outages. That's not happening anymore, you know. So it's used to provide a valuable service there for the people. They could hear that there was an outage or there was a break, but the communication seems to have broken down. They're pushing everyone to the website and this text message, and it doesn't seem to be working. We had an Irish Water clinic recently, and I highlighted this situation where there's just outages, even planned outages, where people weren't notified, and that's not good enough. Like, you know, people need to know. You can put plans in place if you know that the water's going to be out for a day. Like ESB networks, they have a very robust notification process. Even today in Castlemaine, there's an outage, but they give a couple of weeks' notice by post and by text message. But in the situation in Irish Water is they seem to have stopped issuing statements about outages, and they've also the people are finding it very difficult to get information off them. It's like you say, if you ring the customer care, it's very, very difficult. You're talking to a centralized customer care section, and even identifying where the break is difficult. But the absence of local, joined up thinking locally, and the use of Radio Kerry too to notify people, and not everyone has access to the internet, and not everyone will be able to see where the outages are online. So they need to think of everyone, and they need to improve, like to go back to the way it was, and provide updates there every day on particular outages in the county.